listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. This news has just been announced that from Arizona, U.S. Senator John Kyle has been named as John McCain's successor. And there will be more about that continuing throughout the day. You can find the news at capradio.org. That does cap the conversation and the speculation that you heard even this morning in my conversation with Ken Rudin. So again, former U.S. Senator John Kyle named as the successor to John McCain in Arizona. Now back to California politics, and on the November ballot, there will be a statewide rent control measure. It's Proposition 10. It will be the focus of quite a bit of debate and certainly money in campaign ads between now and Election Day. In the studio with me is Chris Nichols. He's been exploring and researching Prop 10. And by the way, this is the start of an ongoing series we'll air in which we cover the California propositions in this election cycle. Hi, Chris.
Good morning, Beth. Good to be here.
So this rent control measure comes out of an intense focus in California and across the country on the housing crisis.
That's right. It comes as we have quite an affordable housing crisis on our hands, and it's one solution that supporters say could make a difference. But of course, you have quite a few opponents who say just the opposite. They say that this could make matters worse.
This would repeal the state's Costa-Hawkins Rental Housing Act. And if you would explain Costa-Hawkins, we get more context.
Sure. That's the existing state law that governs rent control in California. And right now in California, cities cannot place rent control on apartments built after 1995. They also cannot place rent control on condominiums or single-family homes. And so by repealing this state law, cities would be able to craft their own potentially much stronger rent control rules.
So there's strong support and strong opposition to this. Will you lay out the arguments on each side?
Well, the supporters say, you know, they talk about what we see every day, the skyrocketing rents, the double-digit increases that we've seen in places like Sacramento, a city with one of the fastest rising rents in the United States. And so I think it comes out of just a real frustration and concern that people are starting to be displaced from their communities as rents continue to go up. Opponents, including apartment associations, developers, builders, say that if you expand rent control and allow it to restrict what someone can charge, then construction will slow down and you'll have even less housing and the affordable housing crisis will get worse.
You spoke to the director of the Sacramento chapter of the Alliance of Californians for Community Empowerment. This is one of the groups advocating for Prop 10.
That's right. That's Giovanna Fajardo, and she is a supporter of Prop 10.
The housing costs are going up because of the corporate landlords and the big real estate in particular. They're the ones that are making the prices go up. They're the ones that are deciding to raise up the tenants' rents 2-3 times a year.
So her argument tends to be in the bigger overall crisis and a belief that this will make a difference. The opponents are saying it's just going to antagonize the crisis. Will you say more about their position?
That's right. They say that, you know, a builder potentially looking to invest in a city like ours will shy away and will go somewhere else where rent control is not in place. They also talk about smaller landlords who maybe would take their rental unit off the market and do something else with it that's more profitable. So they say that there's a real concern about the supply of housing.
And here's Steve Maviglio, who is a spokesman for the No on Prop 10 campaign.
It will result in a housing freeze. You can expect people to stop trying to build affordable housing because it doesn't pencil out for them. It will force a lot of homeowners, single family owners who rent out their homes to stop doing that.
So about the millions that will be poured into this campaign, that's already begun.
That has. I mean, this is we're talking about tens and tens of millions of dollars. I believe at last check it was more than $40 million that's been raised for and against this ballot measure, with the opponents raising, I don't have the exact number, but it was over $30 million. And that is coming from a lot of large real estate apartment groups, people who again, feel that they would be potentially losing out on business, quite a bit of business, if this was to go into effect. Supporters, I think they have raised around $12 million or so. Their largest, the largest financial supporter is the AIDS Healthcare Foundation. That's a nonprofit based in Los Angeles. It's been very active in supporting political campaigns. The California Nurses Association has also donated $50,000 in support of Proposition 10, as has the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, Local 3299. Their PAC donated $60,000 in favor of this.
Sacramento, Chris, is among the local governments that are trying to come up with their own effort and, in fact, dealing with rent controls specifically in their own jurisdiction. It's an issue that will come up at the city council meeting tonight. Cap Radio's Bob Moffitt will be there, and you can follow his coverage. But what happens in this the competing interests, which has happened on many other issues, but as it pertains to rent control?
Well, I think that one of the most interesting parts of this is if this does pass, cities like Sacramento, as you mentioned, will have the option to tailor rent control as they see best fit for their city. And I think the opponents don't want to take that chance. I think they are worried that cities will go too far. But I think it is interesting that the measure would not change anything overnight. It would say to cities, okay, now you have a chance to go back to the drawing board and craft rent control the way you think would best work in your city.
Is there any polling yet on where voters are? I actually haven't seen any myself.
I have not seen polling on this one. I know the other measure that's drawing quite a bit of attention, the repeal of the gas tax measure, there is support for that overall. That is a good question. I don't know the answer to that one.
All right. To be continued then. Thank you so much. And again, I'm glad that we have begun the series on propositions, always illuminating to know exactly what the question is on the ballot.
That's right. And we'll have more coverage and more fact checks, I imagine, on this and other key measures on the ballot.
All right. That is Chris Nichols. And you can find more at capradio.org. Again, continuing coverage that you can watch and hear on the Kavanaugh hearings on our website. And that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruiak. We're back with another live show tomorrow. Thanks for joining us.
Baby, I won't even bother to let you need my soul for flatter. Cause I'll just come back stronger.